Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions, troops. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or comment on Facebook. It's an honor to welcome back to the show Bill Oxford, the National Commander of the American Legion. Glad to have you join us today, Commander. Things have changed a bit in our nation since you were with us last November.
Well, thanks for the invitation, Colonel. It's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to represent the 1.8 million American Legion members across the country. Thank you for the opportunity, the invitation.
Hey, it's a pleasure. Bill, start by giving us a quick summary of your time in the military. You started out as a Marine, and I think you ended up in the Army. Do I remember right?
Well, that's correct. I started, my initial enlistment was in the Marine Corps, going back to March of 1967 at Parris Island. And from that time at Parris Island, I went through Camp Lejeune, the Naval Air Station schooling in Memphis, Tennessee, from Memphis, Tennessee to Cherry Point, and started serving as an aviation electronics technician on the A-6 Intruder. From Cherry Point, went to Vietnam, Vietnam to Iwakuni, Japan, and when I got back from Westpac or that deployment, I took my discharge from the Marine Corps, and within a few months, I joined the North Carolina National Guard, and my total service was 34 years, 9 months, and 10 days. So my only regret with all of that was I only had 34 years, 9 months, and 10 days to give.
I understand that totally. And, you know, one of the things about us, once you understand what serving is, just because you take the uniform off doesn't mean you stop serving or that your oath to our nation ever stopped. And you obviously take that seriously.
Well, Danny, you mentioned the oath of the oath of enlistment. The oath I took didn't have a time frame. It didn't expire. So I still feel that same responsibility to this country and to American veterans.
Well, that's one of the reasons why people like you and I are friends, I think, and why there's a lot more alike us in the Legion. I recently transferred my Legion membership to a new post in the Grand Rapids area, post 1111. Its founding commander, Jenna Wilmers, is featured in this month's American Legion magazine. Because of the virus, we even haven't even had our first meeting face-to-face, but we're active. I'm in my late 70s, and I've been called to be sure I'm all right. That kind of taking care of people is something that, is that typical in the Legion today?
Well, Denny, that's a great place to start. The American Legion is using a process we call the buddy check. And if you're familiar with anything military, you've heard about battle buddies. But the buddy check program is just a continuation of that battle buddy theme. It's checking on your comrades. It's checking on your buddies to make sure they're all right. And we post and Legionnaires across the country are actively participating in this buddy check phone call. And it's a way to follow up and verify, in fact, that people are okay. Is there anything we can do? Is there any way we can help? And those buddy checks they've continued to grow and a lot of participation doing that. And some of those buddy checks have even developed into what we call an enhanced buddy check. And that enhanced buddy check gives people the opportunity. Look, do you need your trash cans carried back from the curb? Can we make a trip to the market? Can we make a trip to a local drugstore and pick up a prescription? But it's a way to verify that those veterans, and it's open to anybody, but it's a way to verify and make sure those veterans are okay and let people know, hey, we're still your battle buddy. We still care about you, still want you to be okay. And let us know if there's anything we can do. But that buddy check is working extremely well, and we have had a great success across the country.
Well, obviously in the past 20 or 30 years, I don't remember this ever happening, but there was never any reason to. And my only concern is that because I'm pushing 79, they won't let me go out to the store for somebody else. They just want to go out to the store for me. And that's sort of hurting my ego, Bill. How do I handle that?
Well, Denny, that's unfortunately, as we get a little bit older, people tend to look after us a little more. Now, I feel the same way. My wife tries to keep me in, but I like to go out and provide help and assistance where I can.
Well, I feel the same way. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with the American Legion's National Commander, Bill Oxford. Bill, is this battle buddy concept something new? I don't remember it happening before, but then again, there really wasn't a big need. There wasn't any kind of a need really before. Is this something that's just come to life in the Legion, or has it been there all the time, or how's that happened?
Well, it's a relatively new concept. Britt Rystad, who was the national commander for the American Legion last year, developed this program, and it was his idea, his concept, his baby. But since I was elected, we've tried to continue just to make sure that people are okay. But since this coronavirus has come up, it's given us a good opportunity to make sure everybody understands who the Legion is, what we do, and that we care about our veterans and our communities.
Well, we do want to do that. And I take it, because it's logical, that the battle buddy concept is within the Legion. Is there also a move, I imagine there is in individual Legions, to go beyond that, to just out into the community? Or because I suspect the Legion is primarily taking care of the Legion first. That's a good concept. We should take care of American first before we take care of the world. But does this have a vision of going out into the community, Legioners going out into the community?
Well, Denny, we're not limited to anybody, and we're not limited to just veterans. But as we think about the buddy check program across the country, and there are Legion posts across the country, but doing the battle buddy checks, the buddy check calls, but there are Legion posts also out there reaching out to their communities with blood drives, with drive-through restaurants, with the other things, with collecting supplies for the veterans and the elderly members of their community. So we have encouraged our Legion post and Legionnaires to reach out and make sure the community knows who we are, that we're available, and that we want to help and do our part. So it's not limited, but we're trying to take care of our veterans first.
No, and that's very reasonable. I take care of my family first. So there's nothing wrong with that, and as long as you got the ability to go further. And like you, I'm out in my community more than maybe I could be. But on the other hand, I'm very healthy, and there's stuff needs to be done out there. So I guess each person's got to make that judgment for themselves, and we can't be foolish.
Absolutely. We've got to make sure we're okay before we can help somebody else.
Indeed. Very, very well put. Bill, what final thought would you like to share with our listeners today as our nation continues to face this national crisis, this even war?
Well, it is. It is a national emergency, and this pandemic has caused great harm to the country, but we'll be okay. It's a difficult time in America's history, but as we continue to develop and create the processes to get through it, when we get through it, we'll be stronger. We'll be better because of it. But I would just encourage the listeners to be careful. Practice that social distancing. When you go out, to make sure and wash your hands when you get back. Take care and listen to your local authorities as they have the recommendations for group sizes. Make sure that you stay in as much as possible. But I would just encourage everybody to follow your local regulation from your local and state governments, the Center for Disease Control, and the World Health Organization. We need to make sure we're okay before we can be able to help. But as we move forward, we will come out of it, and we'll be better because of it.
Bill, very well said. Thank you, Commander Oxford, for taking time to join us today. Thank you for your service to the Legion and to our nation. We need good leaders now, and I'm glad you're out there. Thank you, sir.
Denny, let me add, if anybody's interested in our Legion program, you can check us out on the World Wide Web at legion.org. You can follow anything. I make regular posts and blogs about that, so encourage everybody to check us out.
Please do. The Legion is an awesome organization. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Frontlines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and 100 pounds of weights. Do an even 120 bench presses. You can do 30 at a time. But I want your ranger ready, then stand at ease.